This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Vail Resorts is requiring proof of a COVID-19 vaccination to eat at On Mountain cafeterias this winter. But Breckenridge, Keystone, Vail, and Beaver Creek, among other ski areas, will no longer require face masks while in lines or on lifts and gondolas unless it's mandated by public health authorities. The resort operator announced the winter restrictions in an email to Epic Pass holders today. All indoor settings at Vail Resorts will require face coverings until further notice. This week, Northern Water and the U.S. Forest Service will use helicopters to drop mulch on public land burned by last year's East Troublesome wildfire. Northern Water spokesperson Jeff Stala says this will prevent debris and runoff from tainting water used by a million people in northern Colorado.
That's 4,500 acres on a wildfire that consumed nearly 200,000. This is just a nibble at the bigger problem, but this is targeting areas that we think will have the most impact.
Crews dropped mulch on private land in the burn areas earlier this summer. The state's Republican leaders have rejected a bid that would prevent most voters from helping choose the party's nominees. The proposal would have let the GOP opt out of primary elections and instead choose their candidates for federal offices, governor, and other posts through a caucus. That would have meant just a few thousand people could participate versus potentially millions of voters in a primary. You're listening to CPR News.